A very good morning to all the brothers and sisters in the Dhamma. Today is day 3 of our retreat, 25th August 2024, Sunday. So as usual, based on our program, we will have our morning puja. We will turn to page 1. Requesting for the precepts, then after that we will do the morning chanting. Okay, so like before, those who take 5, you chant up to 5. Those who take 8, you chant up to 8. Okay, let us chant the salutation first. Let us compose our mind, develop the faith, sadha, virya. Then mindfully we shall commence the puja chanting.
Arahaṃ sammā sambuddho bhagavā buddhaṃ bhagavantaṃ abhivādemi. Swakato bhagavata dhammo dhammaṃ namassāmi. Supatipanno bhagavato savakasangho sanghaṃ namāmi.
Okay, you all can be seated, then you all can request for the precepts. Mayang.
Mayang mita ti sarane na saha atta silani yajama. Together, huh?
Chant together.
Dutiyampi, huh? Dutiyampi mayang mita ti saranena saha atta silani yacama. Tatiyampi mayang mita ti saranena saha atta silani yacama.
Okay, now I will lead you all to take the 3 refuges. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Sanghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Dutiyampi buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Dutiyampi dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Dutiyampi sanghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Tatiyampi buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Tatiyampi dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Tatiyampi sanghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Now we will turn to page 4, where we chant the 8 precepts. For those who take 5, you chant up to 5.
Panatipata Viramani Sikkhapadang Samadhiyami Adinadana Viramani Sikkhapadang Samadhiyami Abrahmacharya Viramani Sikkhapadang Samadhiyami Musavada Viramani Sikkhapadang Samadhiyami Suramiraya Majjhapamadatthana Viramani Sikkhapadang Samadhiyami Vikala Bhojana Viramani Sikkhapadang Samadhiyami Nacha Gita Vadita Visukhadasana Malaganda Vilepala Dharana Mandana Vibhusanatana Viramani Sikkhapadang Samadhiyami Uccasayana Mahasayana Viramani Sikkhapadang Samadhiyami
Now I will read to you on the importance of keeping all these precepts. Imani Atta Sikkhapadani, meaning these are the 8 precepts. Silena Sugandhiyanti, Sila or virtue is a source of spiritual happiness. Silena Bhoga Sampadan, Sila or virtue is a source of spiritual wealth. Silena Nibudhyanti, Sila or virtue is a source of spiritual peacefulness of mind. Tasma Silang Visode, therefore let these precepts of virtue be kept and purified.
Imani Attasikapadani Samadhiyami Imani Attasikapadani Samadhiyami Imani Attasikapadani Samadhiyami
The meaning is, I undertake these 8 precepts for the good of my own spiritual practice and cultivation. Then you all rejoice. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, now we will do the morning chanting.
To the Blessed One, the Lord, who fully attained perfect enlightenment to the teaching which he expounded so well and to the Blessed One's disciple who have practiced well to this the Buddha, the Dhamma, and the Sangha We render with offerings our rightful homage. It is well for us that the Blessed One, having attained liberation, still had compassion for later generations. May these simple offerings be accepted for our long-lasting benefit and for the happiness it gives us. The Lord,
the perfectly enlightened and blessed one. I render homage to the Buddha, the blessed one.
The teaching so completely explained by him,
I bow to the Dhamma.
The blessed one's disciple who have practiced well, I bow to the Sangha.
Now let us pay preliminary homage to the Buddha.
Homage to him, the blessed one, the worthy one, the fully enlightened one. Homage to him, the blessed one, the worthy one, the fully enlightened one. Homage to thee, the blessed one, the worthy one, the fully enlightened one. Now let us chant in praise of the Buddha.
The Tathagata is the pure one,
the perfectly enlightened one. He is impeccable in conduct and understanding, the accomplished one, the knower of the world. He trains perfectly those who wish to be trained. He is teacher of gods and humans. He is awake and holy in this world with his gods, demons and kind spirits, his seekers and sages, celestial and human beings. He has by deep insight revealed the truth. He has pointed out the Dhamma, beautiful in the beginning, beautiful in the middle, beautiful in the end. He has explained the spiritual life of complete purity in its essence and convention. I chant my praise to the Blessed One. I bow my head to the Blessed One. Now let us chant in praise of the Dhamma. Well expounded is the Dhamma of the Blessed One. Can be realized in the here and the now, beyond time, beyond thought, inviting investigation, leading inwards to the heart, Nibbana, can be understood by the wise for themselves. I chant my praise to this teaching. I bow my head to this truth.
Now let us chant in praise of the Sangha.
They are the blessed one's disciples, who has good conduct, who has upright conduct, who has wise conduct, who has dutiful conduct. That is the four paths, the eight kinds of noble beings. These are the blessed one's disciples. Such ones are worthy of gift, worthy of hospitality, worthy of offering, worthy of respect. They give occasion for incomparable goodness to arise in the world. I chant my praise to this Sangha. I bow my head to this Sangha.
Now let us chant our salutation to the Triple Gem and a passage of encouragement. The Buddha absolutely pure with ocean-like compassion, possessing the clear insight of wisdom, destroyer of worldly self-corruption, devotedly indeed, that Buddha I revere, the teaching of the Lord, like a lamp, illuminating the path and its fruit, the deathless, that which is beyond the conditioned world, devotedly indeed, that Dhamma I revere, the Sangha, the most fertile ground for cultivation, those who have realized peace, awaken after the accomplished one, noble and wise, all longing abundant, devotedly indeed, that Sangha I revere. Through that which is worthy, through the power of such good action, may all obstacles disappear. One who knows things as they are has come into this world, and he is an Arahant, a perfectly awakened being, purifying the way, leading out of delusion, coming and directing to perfect peace, and leading to enlightenment. This way he has made known. Having heard the teaching, we know this. Birth is suffering. Aging is suffering, sickness and disease is suffering, and death is suffering, sorrow, lamentation, pain, grief, and despair are suffering. Association with the dislike is suffering. Separation from one's loved one and our prized possession is suffering. Not attaining one's wishes is suffering. In brief, the five aggregates of graspings are suffering. These are as follows. Identification with the body, identification with feeling, identification with perception, identification with mental formation, identification with consciousness. For the complete understanding of this, the Blessed One in his lifetime frequently instructed his disciples in just this way. In addition, he further instructed, we chant in Pali, for those who came in, we are on page 11 of the retreat chanting book, morning chanting. So we are on the last paragraph. Rupang anicchang, vedana anicchang, sanya anicchang, sankara anicchang, vijnana anicchang, rupang anatta, Vedana anatta, sanya anatta, sankara anatta, vijnana anatta, Sabbe sankhara anicam, sabbe dhamma anattate. Then we revert back to English. All of us are bound by birth, aging, sickness and death, by sorrow, lamentation, pain, grief and despair, bound by suffering and obstructed by suffering. Let us all aspire to complete freedom from suffering. The Blessed One, who long ago attained parinibbana, is our refuge. So too are the Dhamma and the Sangha. Attentively we follow the pathway of that Blessed One with all of our mindfulness and strength. May then the cultivation of this practice lead us to the end of every kind of suffering. Okay, then the closing homage, we are chanting Pali. Arahaṃ sammā sambuddho bhagavā buddhaṃ bhagavantaṃ abhivādemi. Svakkhato bhagavata dhammo dhammaṃ namassāmi. Supatipanno bhagavato sakkasangho sanghaṃ namāmi. Okay, you all can be seated. Okay, we are still in time. Okay, another maybe 7 minutes, just nice, we can have our morning exercise. So what I want you to understand is, this morning chanting is to develop the faith, saddha, virya, sati, samadhi and panya, to develop our spiritual faculty. Then at the same time, to remind us of the teachings. So here, the morning chanting is very good. See, all of us are bound by the First Noble Truth reality of birth, aging, sickness and death, by sorrow, lamentation, pain, grief and despair, bounded by suffering and obstructed by suffering. These two words are very important. The law of karma is very powerful. The karmic obstruction is very real. So you not only bounded or confront suffering, you are obstructed by the law of karma too. So all this, you need to develop the wisdom to break free. That's why the Buddha said, let us all aspire to complete freedom from suffering. And that is the key word. Okay? So if you come for the retreat with a sincere intent, this is what you should strive on for. Then, the Blessed One who long ago attained parinibbana is our refuge. So too are the Dhamma and the Sangha. Attentively, we follow the pathway of the Blessed One with all of our mindfulness and strength. That's why you need sati. You need virya. May then the cultivation of this practice lead us to the end of all kind of suffering, means complete liberation from suffering. So this is the message that you all have to pay attention to. Then before that, he asks us to chant the very important understanding of the five aggregates. They are impermanent, they are non-self, empty, not real, not what you think. Then all of sankhara, is it, lead to suffering. all of Sankara is also impermanent. Because they are impermanent, it will lead to suffering. If you want things your way, which is not nature's way, suffering will arise. Then not only all of Sankara, is it all of Dhamma, the conditioned and the unconditioned, they are also anatta, non-self, empty, not what you think. Okay, with this, we'll go there and have our morning exercise. Huh? Bring your weight along, then we can commence. Okay, we are off the light so that you can have your half an hour of awareness-based meditation. When you walk mindfully back to your cushion, how you actually, from that walking posture to the standing posture, and how you really sit down, do the movement with mindfulness and awareness. Then how you shift, how you arrange your cushion, and how you move your hand and arm. Every action, every movement, aware. Then when you meditate also, every slightest turning or movement, aware. Even when you want to straighten your back, aware. Blinking of your eye, aware. Whatever sensation that arises within your body, just aware. Make a note of the situation or the whatever phenomena that arise. When you can do that, means you are anchoring your awareness to your kaya, reversing all the heedless thinking. Then when you relax and maintain awareness to meditate, you settle down very fast. Okay, so now I let you meditate on your own. I will set the alarm, 30 minutes. Okay, you can slowly, mindfully come out of the meditation. Every movement, every action, maintain awareness. And how you slowly come out of the cushion seat, pay your respect. Then how you live, fully aware. And how you go to your shoe or whatever. How you go to breakfast. Maintain awareness. Everything you do, aware. Don't try to know, just aware until the sati comes. Okay? You can maintain it until the retreat end. It's very good. Okay. Exactly 7:30, we can have our breakfast. And 8:30, we're supposed to come back. Okay.